I'd like to take you to the Lord's Word in Isaiah this morning. And Lord Jesus, without you we can do nothing. So I'm asking you to use these words to bring life to these and wisdom. The wisdom of the Holy Spirit rather than the wisdom of the flesh. And I ask you, Lord, that you would bless these words, that their hearts, that their spiritual ears and their spiritual eyes would perceive, their understanding would be awakened so that they can hear what God is speaking to his people. Chapter 39, Isaiah. Now, I'm about to give you the fruit of Isaiah after he had prayed and asked God to receive a gift of life. Do you ever bargain with God?
Praise God.
If you do this, I'll do that.
Yes.
If you do this, I'll do that. Well, since Isaiah was very natural, Isaiah chapter 38 will give you all of his promises and bartering with God, etc., etc. And he was given 15 years. 15 additional years. Now, how many know if the king of a nation is about to die, he is absolutely hopeless, okay? And then this king, which is Hezekiah, okay, gets filled with God's blessing, transformed, and then given a word from God that he would be living 15 more years. Does that mean you can change God's plan? Yes, you can. You can change God's plan by prayer. Prayer and supplication will actually transform the Lord. Hezekiah was asking for grace and for mercy. He didn't want to die right away. And if you look at what his prayer was like, you'll get to see some of the fruit. But that's not what I'm looking at today. You can check out 38. You can read it on your own. And you can see what his choices were. But then, the king of Babylon, the king of confusion, hears about what happened to his neighbor who was king of Israel. And that's what 39 is all about. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent Hezekiah letters and a gift because he had heard of his illness and recovery. Very important. He had heard. There's an incredible miracle that has happened to Hezekiah. Hezekiah received the envoys gladly and showed them what was in his storehouses. The silver, the gold, the spices, the fine oils, his entire armory, and everything among his treasures. Say ouch.
Ouch.
There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them. Who's the king of Babylon? What's the word Babel mean? Confusion. Now here's the king of the Most High God representing the nation of all Israel, and he is now showing off all that he's got and all the blessings that God has given him. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and asked, what did those men say and where did they come from? From a distant land, Hezekiah replied. They came to me from Babylon. Oh, they came to me from confusion. And I entertained them. And I showed them my gold.
Right.
I showed them my silver. I showed them my super spices. I showed them the oil. I showed them all my treasures. I even showed them my armory. Big mouth. Show off. The prophet asked, what did they see in your palace? That's your private home. They saw everything in my palace, Hezekiah said. There is nothing among my treasures that I did not show them. My diamonds, my gold, my jewels, my special gowns, my crowns, my rings of authority, my sword, even the bejeweled ones, etc. There is nothing among my treasures that I did not show them. After all, these are my friends. Mm-hmm. These are the wonderful spirits of confusion. Aren't they marvelous friends? Let's show them everything we have. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord Almighty. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your fathers have stored up, hold, get a clue, your inheritance, everything you inherited from your fathers and grandfathers, and even then further back, have stored up until this day, will be carried off to confusion. Say praise God. For your word, Lord. It's time to educate me, isn't it? Then he says, nothing will be left, says the Lord, and some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, like my little granddaughter. Amen? Like your children and your grandchildren. And your grandchildren to become. You've got two to give up. I've got quite a few. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs, meaning impossible to serve in a natural way and appropriate. In the palace of the wonderful demons that are full and own confusion. You say full and own? Yes. They are the authors of confusion. And they're going to end up serving. Your inheritance is going to serve under that anointing. Marvelous word. The word of the Lord. You have spoken is good. Now, talk about stupid. He's just been told that his grandchildren are going to be in slavery to confusion, and he is excited. What kind of a dummy? He could give lessons to some people that I know, even on national TV, wanting us to give up to the kingdom of Babylon. The word of the Lord. You have spoken is good, Hezekiah replied, for he thought. Listen, he thought, there will be peace and security in my lifetime. Me, myself, and I'm going to be okay. And I mean, what kind of a father is this? What kind of a grandfather is this? What kind of inheritance is he planning to release into his children and his grandchildren? Those of you who are parents, I want you to stand. Parents, grandparents, I want you to stand. Would you lift your hands to heaven? Say, oh, wait a minute. I just heard one adjustment. Who are spiritual children, parents? Spiritual parents. Some of you have got some spiritual kids that you're taking care of. Come on, lift up your bodies and stand up with us. Because some of you are just as important in the realm of the spirit as these that are natural. And there's an adjustment here. Say to me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Today.
Today.
Adjust my mind.
Adjust my mind.
So that I won't serve Babylon.
So that I won't serve Babylon.
Confusion is not my friend.
Confusion is not my friend.
And neither is their king.
And neither is their king.
And if I should bow in any way.
And if I should bow in any way.
In a selfish mode.
In a selfish mode.
I ask you to get through to me.
I ask you to get through to me.
Even if you have to kick me in the butt.
Even if you have to kick me in the butt.
Get me in line with your truth, Lord.
Get me in line with your truth, Lord.
And when the Babylonians come.
And when the Babylonians come.
To visit my house.
To visit my house.
Amen.
Amen.
They're not going to see my goodies.
They're not going to see my goodies.
They're not going to see my gold.
They're not going to see my gold.
They're not going to see my treasures.
They're not going to see my treasures.
I'm going to keep them out of every corner.
I'm going to keep them out of every corner.
I don't care how sweet they look.
I don't care how sweet they look.
No weapon.
No weapon.
Formed against me.
Formed against me.
Or my house.
Or my house.
Will prosper.
Will prosper.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. You say, why did you make the stand up? Because sometimes you need to stand up and say, enough is enough. Now, you understand, if the whole kingdom was placed under this type of leadership, what does that say to the subjects? What chance have they got? What kind of an opportunity with that kind of a king? How many have seen kings in their lives that have been selfish? Thank you. Parents in your lives that have been selfish. Grandparents. See, that selfishness is so ugly, it will cause the complete ruin of your future and your great future. Okay? Now, if Hezekiah had made that same commitment, by the way, there's awesome miracles in chapter 38. And I'm not trying to negate them. But that's not what God was showing me this morning. He said, I want you to stress the reality of the wisdom of the wise of the Most High. Mm-hmm. Not to listen to their emotions and show off all that God has given you. There are some that are actually putting their pearls before the swine. I did not tell my sister that God had told me, don't give your pearls to swine. And these were on the altar and on the bread this morning. Now, you know, go ahead.
I was just wondering that wheelbarrow treasures unknown.
Yes. I believe it does. See, they're unknown to the enemy. Okay? The treasures that you have in your home, in your palace, in your heart, the treasures that you have in your arsenal of weapons, these are precious to God. They're precious for you to take and use them for God's glory. Not just to advertise to the neighbors what God has done. Did you ever give testimony and you're just excited about what God has done and you get a check in your spirit and it says, shut up.
Amen.
How many have tasted that? So you see, Hezekiah had a big mouth, but some of us have a big mouth, and I've done it too. I've had that check, and I said, oh my God, Lord, help me turn this around. I just realized this is a spirit of confusion. Change me, turn it around, use it for glory, and I'll be able, because of God's grace, to just kind of flip it over and stop what I'm doing.
Amen.
It's very important that we realize who we're speaking to and why we're speaking. And how those forces of confusion would love to come over and capture your palace. Capture your treasures. And use them for their own kingdom, which is the demonic kingdom. To shut off the flow of life out of your future. To castrate your children and your grandchildren. That's what that eunuch is talking about. That eunuch was cut off from life. He could no longer bring life. Do you understand how serious it is to be selfish to the degree that this king is happy about the word of God that his children are going to have no more children? That's tough. You understand why I had the parents and the spiritual parents get up? Because the spiritual parents are praying for children to be born in the realm of the spirit. Amen?
Amen.
You say, well, I can't have kids. I'm a man. Tough kids. Tough kids will come. And you, as a young man or a young woman, will carry them in your heart. And sometimes you're going to carry them like, because they're misbehaving. You ever have a spiritual child misbehave?
Yeah.
They're going in the wrong direction and you'd like to swat them in the back of the head?
Amen.
Yeah? Yes. Well, you can give them a Holy Ghost slap.
Praise God.
But not a physical one.
Okay.
A Holy Ghost one means you intercede until they turn.
Yes.
You intercede until they change. And if you hear them babbling to the Babylonians, stop worrying. Because God has a plan to transform them. From selfish to selfless. Say, if I've been selfish, Lord.
Lord, if I've been selfish.
Change me to a selfless lover.
Change me to a selfless lover.
That's who Jesus is.
That's who Jesus is.
And it might be tough on my flesh.
And it might be tough on my flesh.
It might be tough on my brain.
It might be tough on my brain.
But I'm not going to show my treasures. Or advertise what's in my arsenal of weapons.
Or advertise what's in my arsenal of weapons.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
God has given me precious promises.
God has given me precious.
Hidden treasures.
Hidden treasures.
And they're for me.
And
they're for my children.
And they're for my children.
And my grandchildren.
Grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And even my great granddaughter. Wow, after all, she's brand new. She deserves a few, right?
That's right.
Amen. And amen. What am I saying to you today? Watch your mouth.
Yes.
Ask the Holy Spirit. Guard your lips. Guard what God has given you. Guard your palace. It's God's gift to you and to your inheritance. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Father, I've given them what you have shown me, and I thank you that you would just, by your Spirit, make this alive to them. Each one. Doesn't matter how old, doesn't matter how young. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.